if the righteous are barely saved. For the time has come for judgment, and it must begin with God's household. And if judgment begins with us, what terrible fate awaits those who have never obeyed God's good news? And also, if the righteous are barely saved, what will happen to godless sinners? 1 Peter 4:17 through 18, New Living Translation. This is an amazing and shocking set of scriptures that the Apostle Peter has written to believers, both Jews and Gentiles, who are living like exiles, scattered throughout the five provinces of Asia Minor. The Apostle Peter suggests that believers that have repented of their sins, that have followed the way of righteousness, yet at the time of judgment will barely be saved. Shocking, isn't it? Consider this illustration. Two baseball teams are playing. A man is on third base. A ball is hit. The runner on third base runs towards home plate. The pitcher caught the ground ball and throws it to the catcher on home plate. The umpire calls the play. Safe! A coach disputes the call. We want to see the camera. After the umpire sees the footage, he shouts, "He is safe." It was close, but he is safe. We could say the call is close, but the believer is safe. The Jerusalem Bible states, "Having died to make us righteous, is it likely that he would now fail to save us from God's anger, that is his wrath?" Can you see we are saved by grace? The counterpart to what the Apostle Peter has spoken is really the emphasis that I believe he wants to make. That is, if those following the way of righteousness, repentance, and faith are barely saved, what will happen to those who have spurned the Lord, rejected his gospel, and followed the way of unrighteousness? In Romans 2:4 through 11, the Apostle Paul describes the two groups of people we have been talking about, the saved and the lost. Don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that his kindness is intended to turn you from your sin? But because you are stubborn and refuse to turn from your sin, you are storing up terrible punishment for yourself. For a day of anger is coming, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will judge everyone according to what they have done. He will give eternal life to those who keep on doing good, seeking after the glory and honor and immortality that God offers. But he will pour out his anger and wrath on those who live for themselves, who refuse to obey the truth, and instead live lives of wickedness. There will be trouble and calamity for everyone who keeps on doing what is evil, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile. But there will be glory and honor and peace from God for all who do good, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile, for God does not show favoritism. New Living Translation. Which group are you in? Which path have you chosen?